Animal here. What's the date? The 25th of March. And I had to cancel the show yesterday and make it today. I might have screwed my guest in doing so because, you know, so many people book their Wednesday lunch just to listen to me live and call in. They didn't have the chance, and they didn't have the chance to schedule for today either because, you know, they're busy today. Laura Wieser told me she's doing interviews all day, and Jerry, he's off in Chicago with his wife. I don't know what he's doing there. Anyway, it is the end of March, as I just said, and I have to tell you something exciting. We've already got a contender for next year's show of the year, and also the guest of the year. Now, this show is the Ex-Recruiter Show, and the guest is Chris Lavoie. And I want to tell you why I thought it was so great. This guy, Chris, owns a very popular social network for recruiters. It's called Recruiter Earth. He's got 14,000 members. Can you imagine if I had 14,000 people listening to this show? Even if most of them didn't listen, I'd have a good audience. He's got 14,000 people. But for some reason, he decided to kick off Maureen Sherub, the queen bee of telephone sourcing, who is known as the money honey on this show. So she emailed Chris to ask why. And I even asked him why a few times on Twitter, but no answer ever came. And, you know, this is a huge issue. Let me explain why. Because some of these networks like LinkedIn and Facebook are so big that if you get kicked off, your business is going to suffer. So the members should never allow the owners to have so much arbitrary power. They're like absolute rulers over a bunch of peasants, tyrants. You know, this Chris guy isn't in the same league as Facebook, but the principle is the same. So I told Paul, the host, I said, Paul, you got to ask about Maureen. But Paul's very smart. He said, no, Animal, it's your question. You call in. Did you see what he's doing? It took me a while to figure. But look, it's very hard, I have to admit, to ask someone to be a guest on your show and then slap him in the face with some tough questions. So Paul says to himself, hey, I'm going to be the good cop and Animal's going to be the bad one. That way the guest would feel like the host was protecting him even while he's really setting the dogs loose on him. But this guy, Chris, I got to tell you, he's a real leader. He wasn't going to let us push him around. So not once, he never lost his cool. And the harder we pressed him, the more he just kidded around. When Paul asked him, hey, Chris, why do members get banned? He didn't mention Maureen's name. Chris said, well, you know, we only like to let the classy people on. He knows it's a joke. He just said he's after big numbers. He'll let anybody in. But, you know, Paul's very smart. He says, well, you know, Chris, that makes sense. And that was my cue. So I say, hey, Chris, you didn't answer the question. And Chris says, well, you know, he answered Paul's question, but I asked him about Maureen, and he didn't answer. So I said, you didn't answer. And he said, see, Paul, this is the kind of guy we don't want. He's Canadian, and he wears a hat. So Paul cuts me off. But then he puts Maureen on. Sorry, I know I'm going on. Sometimes I have a right. I told you, nobody's listening today anyway. So Paul puts Maureen on so she can go after him. And Chris says, look, honey, we cut you off because you're already on recruiting blogs, and we only let experts on if they commit to us exclusively. So Maureen says, well, couldn't you at least let me know? But then Carla jumps in, and she says, well, you know, you should take that up with customer service. Now, we all know that Chris is customer service, and he's right there. So Paul cuts Maureen off, and then Janice takes up the cudgel. So Paul, man, that guy's smart. He made sure the big question was front and center. the whole show, and then at the end, to cover his tracks even more, he had an after show. And first he has Carla come on and say, we should never let the animal on this show, but everyone knows he just invited me on Twitter. And then he has Steve Levy come on and say, you know, that Chris and I hate each other because I was a partner on Recruiting Blogs and I kicked him off that site. Well, Chris did get kicked off that site, but not by me. I'm not a partner. Chris doesn't hate me. We hardly know each other. But he does send me compliments, I have to admit, about this show via direct message on Twitter. So anyway, this show was incredibly well orchestrated. Everything worked perfectly. The guest was terrific. I think it's going to be hard to beat, but try we will today with my guest, Mr. Shane Maximoff. He just got hired by GIST.com, G-I-S-T, and they have the guts to let a newbie come on and tell us all about it on
the Recruiting Animal Show.
Shane Maximoff, are you here?
I'm here, Animal. How you doing, man?
I'm okay, man. You know, funny thing happened to me yesterday. I want to tell you about it, okay?
I'm listening.
Okay, good. I was on the subway. We've got subways here. I was standing behind a girl. It was kind of crowded. And she's listening. I see she's listening to a video on her iPod. And who's the video by? Shane Maximoff. Says. Now, for the people who don't know, Shane Max Says is my guest, Shane Maximoff. So it was just too incredible a coincidence, and I had to tell her that Shane Mack was going to be the guest on my show. So I tap her on the shoulder. She takes her headset off. She looks up at me, and I said, that guy on the video? And she says, yeah, isn't he awful? Oh, you remember the Seinfeld episode about shrinkage? I nodded my head, and I say, yeah, I happen to see it myself. I couldn't believe anyone else is watching it. You know, that's not true. She was watching the Animal Show, or listening, rather, and that was the one with the Minnesota headhunter. So I told her, look, honey, if the guest is resistant, don't blame me. But anyway, Shane, still with me?
I'm here, man.
Shane, answer when I talk to you, okay? We're going to make this show interesting because we've got to beat the Ex-Recruiter Show. You got to beat Chris Lavoie. He was a guest from heaven for Paul. So I want you to promise me, Animal, I will not be boring. Go ahead.
Animal, I'll try not to be boring.
No, 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 no. Come on. You're not confident, are you? Animal, I will not be boring. Because, you know,
I will not be boring
yesterday.
At all.
I didn't get to plan the show. Animal, I will not be boring. I will do my part. I will carry the show. Right?
Animal, I'm here
right?
to carry the show for you since you had to skip out on me
okay,
yesterday.
Okay, good. So first we're going to sing. Do you know the song? Hit me with that rhythm stick.
I don't.
You don't? Okay,
I don't.
I'm going to teach it to you. Does anybody else here want to sing it with me?
Hit
Where do you
me with that
song?
Rhythm stick?
Hit me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to
teach
best
you.
Thought.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Here we go. We'll all say, hit me with your rhythm stick, and you'll say, this is Shane, your part. Hit me. Hit me. And then we say, hit me hard and hit me quick. And you say, hit me, hit me, hit me. Okay?
I'm in.
Look, I put a picture of you with your guitar on the site. Okay, so I don't know who's going to be in, but I'm going to start, and you say your part. It's moronically easy. Come on. You're in front of people now. You see, some people did call in. Okay. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Hit me.
Hit me. Hit me hard and hit me quick. Hit me. Come on. You're a loser already. Come on, give us your elevator speech.
You're the one taking it
give
over.
Give us your elevator speech.
My elevator speech
over?
Is I'm Shane Mack, and I work at GIST. I'm the marketing manager at GIST.com.
Say it again. I didn't hear you. That's it?
What do you want me to do, ran on for a while? I'm the marketing manager at GIST.com.
Don't you know what an elevator speech is? You used to advertise yourself as being a career coach. Where's your elevator speech? Come on.
Yeah, that's the problem. All you career coaches sound the same.
Okay, fine. Look, you said in your online... you said in your, you got a zero on that, okay? You said in your online profile, listen, this is what you said. I read it on LinkedIn, I think you had it. I don't know, or one of your profile on your site, something. You said business experience and education with a creative mind seeking new and creative solutions to everyday problems. That's you. Business, isn't it? Business experience and education with a creative mind seeking new and creative solutions to everyday problems. Now, that's a mouthful. Is it just fluff, or do you have any examples to prove it?
So the LinkedIn profiles, thanks to try them out. I started a web development.
But that wasn't your LinkedIn. Company. That was your summary on your website or something.
Oh, well, I started
on your,
web-
I got to tell you. On your LinkedIn profile, you said something like, I couldn't believe it. You said, I am obsessed with simplicity and communicating effectively. I wrote a book titled Stop With All the BS, and then you write something like that? Shame on you!
Go ahead and write it for
okay.
me, then, Animal. I'll use what you give me.
Okay, well, we're going to run through your profile. Okay, first of all, on LinkedIn, I can't believe this. You've got yourself listed as co-founder at Ask Summit. I've never heard of Ask Summit. And then your real job you've got in second place is marketing manager at Gist. What's up with that? I don't get it. Is Ask Summit more important than Gist.com?
No, not at all. The founder of Ask Summit actually sent me the invite for that, and I accepted and went first. You know, I don't follow the thing.
Yeah, why is it first? Why is it first? You had yourself as a career coach. Why is Ask Summit before an up-and-coming company that you just got hired at? You tell us.
Because I haven't focused on it yet. I haven't dove into LinkedIn. I just accepted
yeah, okay,
the invite.
Okay, well, I'm giving you some advice. Are you in Gen Y?
I am in Gen Y.
Okay. Okay, that answers a lot, doesn't it?
You should have music for that.
Okay.
I just actually
okay.
did a video
you know what?
On the squad called Gen Y, You Piss Me Off, so you should go watch it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're going to have to tell us all about that. I don't have to watch it. That's your responsibility to tell me about it. Okay, before that, you were project manager and social media ambassador at the Cobalt Group. You're the founder at the Squab. I'm going to tell people what the Squab is. This is what you say on LinkedIn. Believing that many people can't get out of the rut they are in, or they just need a little guidance on how to find the next step in their career, the Squab offers real, straightforward, and creative advice that you don't learn in the college classroom, and you would never hear from the sugar-coated career experts we so often hear about. Asking questions finds answers. What questions are you offering, Shane, and what answers are you giving?
I give people just a little different take on it. Yesterday, actually, a girl got a marketing internship by doing a business plan instead of a cover letter sent over on Twitter.
Can you talk slower? No one can understand a word you're saying. Come on.
Shane, that's not a new concept. That's not a novel concept.
But I never hear it, right? I'm not saying I have all the new ideas, but
I didn't understand a word he said. What's he talking about?
It's not a new concept.
What's he talking about? I didn't understand. What's he talking about? He talks so fast, I can't understand him.
Somebody created a business plan which helped them secure an internship as opposed to what he says a cover letter. And it's in
okay,
it's
you know what?
Concept.
That was on Career Communique on Sunday as well. Someone made a business plan instead of a resume, took it in, and he said that it was Philip Tusing, I think his name was. He said that the employer knew that if they didn't hire him, he'd be taking this genius work of art over to some other of their competition. So they hired him. Is that what you're talking about? Let's let him tell us what it was and his relationship to it. Then I'll let you on him, Jeremy. Okay. Go ahead, Shane.
It was just a business plan where it was a 30, 60, 90-day goal of, you know, what you were going to do with the company when you got there and just doing
what
things
a little
bit differently.
What kind of company was it? What kind of company was it? And what kind of job was it?
It was a marketing agency that she was trying to get an internship at. And I just helped her go through. I gave her the one I did and helped her see how I had gotten a job, you know, when I first got out of college. And that's, you know, kind of how I helped her do it. But she didn't know about it. So it's just letting someone see something that they didn't even know existed.
Yeah, so Jeremy, what's wrong with that? He's letting some junior know-nothing into just what, you know, they should know about, whether it's popular or not.
No, I see nothing wrong with it at all, but he brings it out as if it's some sort of novel idea. I mean, the stuff's out there. It's not science. It's just, you know.
Yeah, no, but what
none
he did was first he cut up guys
is...
like you.
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
none
first he cut up. First he cut up guys like you. First he cut up the regular career experts and then did what they do, right?
Well, exactly, and that's what I'm trying to say. I don't understand how he thinks that concept is novel in any way, it's being done quite frequently. Actually, what's novel is the content of what he's putting out there. I mean, was it any good, the plan?
No, I 100% agree with you. My stuff is not changing it's not recreating the wheel, right, at all. I'm not saying it's a novel idea. It's just something that I tried and I had, and it worked for me, and I share what I know. A lot of people don't know about it, so.
So you're not knocking career coaches on, are you?
Not at all. Not one bit.
Cool.
Are you going to change that on the promo for the thing, that you're not knocking career experts, that you're talking to two of them right now, a mother and son, who know just as much as you?
I say I don't know shit. I'm more ignorant than, you know, a lot of people, and we all are. I can learn.
I don't see that on your website. I don't see it on your website. Okay. Let me ask you a question. How do you spell strategies?
S-T-R-A-T-E-G-Y.
You don't have to spell it now. You don't have to spell it now.
That would be a good show to have a spelling bee.
Yes, that would be
a good show. We'll have a spelling bee.
For the dyslexic.
But this guy, you know, you don't have to be a good speller to be smart. An idiot could be a good speller, and a smart guy could be a bad speller. But you should go, Shane.
It would still be fun.
LinkedIn profile. Yeah, okay. You go to your LinkedIn profile and look at co-founder at M2 Volt and learn how to spell strategies, online media strategies, okay? It'll look a little better for you. Now, you did get hired at an up-and-coming company. We're going to get to that. But remember what you said. I am obsessed with simplicity and communicating effectively. I wrote a book titled Stop With All the BS. Is that an e-book or, you know, a bestseller? What book is that?
I actually wrote it one topic at a time. It's 3 years of ideas and notes that I've done and taken. And I hopped on a train. I wrote 31,000 words in 2 days down to San Francisco. And I came back, and I actually, David Maldauer from New York City works at the Penguin Group. And I sent it over to him. He's the editor there, the nonfiction editor. And he's got it right now. I'm going to self-publish it, but it's one topic at a time. I put what song I was listening to in iTunes. I wrote the thing straight through with a lot of ideas and a lot of thoughts, like consumption whores, like, you know, respect, relationships.
I'm a consumption whore. What's wrong with being a consumption whore?
A hua or a whore?
A hua.
Whore.
A hua.
I'm in Toronto. We say whore here, okay?
Whore.
And I heard that joke all my life from you guys. It's not that funny, okay?
Hey, I have a question. Does it cost to self-publish?
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Does it cost, and what does it cost to self-publish?
So when you go through lulu.com, it doesn't cost. You can upload it first, and then if you buy it offline, they print on demand, so it doesn't have an upfront cost.
Okay.
Lulu.com.
Now I just want to point out that he's doing what Seth Godin does. Seth Godin puts out, you know, a posting on the topic a day or something like that, and then he just collects them all and puts them in a book. So good for you, Shane. Good for you.
Thank you, Animal.
Okay, now I'm gonna say something else from your profile, and then I'm gonna give you a chance and the people to ask you questions. You said this: in the end, business and technology are about solving problems, and I believe this is done through good leadership and teamwork. Is that like saying the sun's gonna rise tomorrow? I mean, like, why did you write that? Isn't it a bit obvious?
Yeah.
Are you a fluffster? That's what I want to know. Are you
a
fluffster? Because that's what I smell here.
The problem is you're looking at LinkedIn, which I haven't touched in a while, and that's the problem with it. What kind of excuse is that?
Any career person with a brain in their head would keep their LinkedIn page up to date.
Yeah, don't worry about it too much, Animal. Sorry.
Okay. You're confessing it. Go ahead.
Got a question. Coincidentally, this is the guy who I made a top 100 career coach list from someplace. I found it on Google. So I announced it, and this is the guy who said that it was my list, that I had made the list up.
That was an error on his part?
Well, he took it off. It's not on there anymore on my mentions. But I do want to say this. If I had made the list, I wouldn't myself, if I had made up the list, that was the implication, I wouldn't be number 18. I'd be number 1. So I wanted to make that.
Me too, Janice.
You're too smart. You're too smart, Janice. No. You put yourself down a little just so you got near the top. I think you'd put yourself in the top 10.
Hey, would I have made the list at all?
You'd be number 1 speeder.
Shane, don't do that to people again. What do you want to talk about? I got lots to talk about, even though I said I'm not prepared.
I just wanted to know why he was starting stuff. Why would someone do
that? Yeah, Shane, why were you starting stuff with Janice?
I was. It was through Twitter. Twitter's fun for me. I just mess around.
Were you just playing around
with you? Twitter's a game house for me. I have fun on Twitter and just hang out and, you know, talk to people. It's a fun little conversation.
You hate your mom? Do you hate your mom? Is that why you're mad at Janice?
I love
my mom.
Mom is great.
Okay. Now, is there something you want to talk about now? I'm going to give you the chance. Go ahead.
You said gist.com. I definitely want to, you know, share gist with you.
Oh, okay. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to gist.
Okay,
but, you know,
Sorcerer Kelly wants to get to gist. She's complaining on Twitter that we're fooling around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. You know what? Okay, we just got to finish off just a few other things. Sorcerer Kelly doesn't usually listen to the show, and gist is important.
Well, she's listening now, so. Let's deliver.
Okay, but I just want to ask one thing. You said you're in the Delta Sigma Pi. It's a professional business fraternity, and the Sigma Lotta Epsilon. It's an honorary management fraternity. Well, do you get any benefits out of those? Are they good networking devices or something? Should other young people get in those?
Delta Sigma Pi is great. It's the biggest business fraternity in the United States, and the lead school events are really what I got out of it. A lot of great speakers, and you can go even after college. I don't say that, that's how I'm getting to go back and speak at colleges, because I have connections within that. So for me, it's working great in that sense. But you know, what I get out of it in college, it definitely prepares you a little more than the classroom does. And I would recommend to anyone to join a business.
Okay. Now look, okay, we're gonna. I am so honored that Sorcerer Kelly is listening in. I have to move over, but I want you to talk slow. I want you to talk clear, because I want her to go away from the show impressed and say, you know, I learned a lot on the Recruiting Animal Show. And this guy, Shane Mack, says he's just fantastic. He's a better guest than Chris Lavoie, okay? So it's all on you. Do a good job. She's a super sorcerer. If you make it with Sorcerer Kelly, if you're popular with her, you're going to be popular with tons of people, okay? So we're going to go to Jeff. Sorcerer Kelly. Sorcerer Kelly, are you on GIST? We're going to walk through it. Are you signed in, Sorcerer Kelly? Maureen, you tell me, okay, what
okay.
Sorcerer Kelly says.
Sorcerer
so first
Keller.
Of all, Shane, why did they hire you? Don't even tell us. We're going to skip all the good questions. We're just going to go to the nitty-gritty for her, okay? Now, what is GIST? Tell us to start off with. I've heard a lot about it lately, but I don't really know what it is, even though I've signed up.
Just as it basically connects your inbox and all your contacts across the web in one place, so that everything is prioritized, and we stack rank everything based on how often you email people, how often someone's on your calendar, how often you send Facebook messages, how often you're connected to them, and we base it all on people. So instead of everyone being in a feed and you going to an email inbox every morning and having all these emails you have to crank through, we try to determine who really matters to you at that time. And, you know, prioritize.
Okay, listen,
that.
Hold on a sec. Sorcerer Kelly, you want me to give you the phone number? Why don't you call in and ask the good questions? I could use some help. Come on. You know what to ask them. Let me know. I want to help you. I'm here to help you. Okay? So you go to GIST. You sign up. It's free, right?
Yes.
No, Sorcerer Kelly, call in. Okay, you sign up. It's free. What's the first thing you do? I'm at the GIST site, and I'm signed in, by the way. So you see a dashboard with three tabs at the top, right?
Yep.
Okay, one says dashboard, one says people, one says companies. What should we look at first?
So first is, do you have your contacts uploaded? Do you have your email accounts?
I've loaded some. Yes, they said I've got a few accounts loaded up there. But tell us, what does that mean to load up your accounts? Tell us that.
So basically, you're putting in – what you do is you attach an email account or you attach a Facebook or Twitter, and then those are all associated with an email address. And what we do is we go out and backlook the web.
Talk slower.
All right, well, I'm a fast talker. All right, I'll slow down.
No, not on this show, you're not.
I will slow down.
We've got a question coming in from Maren Hogan. She says that she signed into
– Let the guy get started, then
It'll
we'll take questions.
It'll fall off the radar. It's a good question.
What is it? I'm signed into GIST. Seems cool. I imported my contacts. Do others have to sign in before I see their stuff? No.
No, not at all.
So let's just let him walk through it for a second, Maureen. Give the guy 5 minutes. You go in there. What does it mean you sign up your accounts? What are you talking about there?
So the first step you want to do is you want to connect your email accounts or your social accounts, but email is the most powerful thing that you have in your contact book. So you either export a CSV if you're on, you know, a Mac, or if you're on Gmail or Outlook or any other email clients, you want to get all your contacts into GIST. And so once you get your
– so a CSV file – what's a CSV? Just tell, there's a lot of stupid people listening to the show. What's a CSV file?
I'm stupid too, Animal. So CSV is a comma-separated file where it just exports all your contacts and, you know, pretty much an Excel spreadsheet that's all commas, and then you can upload it.
And how do you do that? If you're using Microsoft Outlook or Outlook Express, how do you create the CSV? Do you know offhand?
So I'm on a Mac, and so I haven't used a PC for a while. We have a video on how to do it, but You would just export. So you'd go to file, like in, can I do a Mac version, the address book of the Mac?
Uh-huh. So they can go to the GIST site, and it'll show them how to create a CSV file. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so now you've got your CSV file, and you upload that. You just browse your hard drive and upload it to the site. Is that correct?
Yep. You're going to go to the accounts page, and you're going to, you know, click on other CSV. It's a little button. You click on Other CSV,
yep,
and you can upload your contacts right there.
Okay, and so now you got your contacts, let's say, from one account up there. What happens?
And so what we're going to do is, if you go in the dashboard, we're going to go back look the web with those email addresses and try to find people and companies across the web that are associated with that email address. So we'll find Twitter handles, and we'll find Facebook accounts, and, you know, we'll find where those people are at in the news and RSS and feeds about them that are on the web as well.
Okay, so what does it mean? Like, let's say, you know, recruitinganimal@gmail.com. So that's my address. I'm on your CSV file. You upload it. What happens once it starts looking for me? What are you going to see on your page?
So if I click on you, Recruiting Animal, I'm looking at your dashboard right now. I see over in Google search results, I'll see all the Google results with news about you. I'll see your RSS feeds from the recruitinganimalshow.com. And then I'll see your Twitter handles. I'll see news, which is any new news that came out about you on Google or any other blogs. And then Facebook, I don't have your Facebook account connected to mine, but I have your LinkedIn and I have your Twitter and I have your Recruiting Animal typepad. And then I have everything
so
about
you.
So
you get a snapshot there, a feed of everything related to me online, right?
Exactly.
Is that right?
So, yep.
Okay, so let's say there's Jeremy and Janice and Maureen here, and you got Sorcerer Kelly and Maren Hogan and SLC Myers. So let's say they're all on your mail address book in your mail. So if you get 10 people and then you go and look, what happens? It prioritizes them? What does that mean?
So basically, dependent on how often I communicate with you, so if you're on my calendar tomorrow, if it's that Recruiting Animal Show today, you're more important to me than someone that's on my calendar next week, and then that's more important to me than someone on my calendar next month. The more I email you, the more important you are to me. And
so what does it happen? I come to the top of the list?
Yeah, so we have a bar that's 0 through 100. So you filter, okay, 90 and above, you know, an importance factor. And then that's how you filter out who's more important. And you can also
do
that
manually. People asking questions. There's people asking questions like Jeff Peterson and Sorcerer Kelly. Like, why don't they call in and help me? Come on. You want me to give you the number? Let me give them the number.
I have
okay?
a question. So these
646-
people have to be part of your – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Give the number.
646-652-2754. Help me out, okay? I'm a newbie myself. You guys are geniuses with online stuff. Ask the guy a question. Jeremy.
I have a question. So these people have to be in your address book, for example, in Outlook, correct? Because I follow several people, like Animal, for example. He's not in my Microsoft Outlook address book. So if I upload all this information, I'm not going to be able to track his activity.
No, not true at all, because you can attach any account. So you can attach his Twitter, you can attach his RSS feed, his LinkedIn. You can set up anyone. Whether or not you have their email connected doesn't really matter. That's where the power comes from, if you attach their email, because then when you click on Animal, you'll see all of his emails and all of his attachments you've ever sent and all of the links in his attachments all on the right-hand panel.
Okay, so this isn't predicated then on simply my Outlook address book. It's several different content, if you will.
Yeah, you can load
exactly.
up. I think I've loaded my Twitter and my Facebook connections as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And on the right-hand side, when you have the correspondence, we also bring in Facebook messages because there's, you know, and LinkedIn, now there's kind of multiple inboxes, right? So we bring it all into one dashboard for you. So
it's a consolidated view of your contacts, social media activity is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
On the screen.
And based on calendar as well. So we bring in all your calendar dates, and then that's how we help prioritize importance. So if you wake up today and you have 100 emails, all timeline-based in a feed, how do you pound through 100 emails to who's really important to you that day, right? And
yes.
So that's kind of how we do it is where, okay, this person I have a meeting with today, so the first 15 minutes of my day I can go to 90 and above, or I could go to, you know, I could have tags set up and say, you know, you guys are all part of the Recruiting Animal Show. I'd have a tag that was like the Animal Show, and I could click on that and see all you guys and see everything that you are doing today, right?
Wow.
I guess,
so you can create specialized tags. These three tags that I see at the top, they're not the only tabs, that you have. Oh, it's a tag as opposed to a tab. Listen, Greg at Gist is sending messages. Why doesn't the guy call in, okay? Call in and help this guy out. This guy, Shane Mack, has been taunting me for weeks. Have me on the show. You know, beat the crap out of me. So I got him on the show. I'm beating the crap on him. Your company is up on the stake. Call in. Have some guts, Greg at Gist. Help your buddy here, okay? Now, who's called in? There have been some people. There have people called in. Who's this?
Hey, Animal, it's Brad, Java STL.
Who?
Brad, Hogan Miller, Java STL.
Okay, go ahead. Ask Shane a question.
I was going to say, the easiest way I use the heck out of Gist. I'm a big proponent of it. The easiest way to understand, for me anyway, what it does, what it is think of it like an RSS aggregator, but for your people, for your social networks rather than your websites. So
at
a lot of the
point
same features.
At what point does it become just so overwhelming that there's too much information? Because it sounds like...
idea is... Go ahead. You go ahead, Brad.
I was going to say, for me, it's all about how you manage the context, because really, when you go through it, once you've got all your accounts and all your massive information in there, you almost have to take an hour or two and sift through and categorize and rank all your contacts based on how important they are, based on what groups they're in the same way that when you use Google Reader or an RSS aggregator, you don't just dump all your feeds in. You need to categorize them and tag them so that you can digest them easier and faster.
Hmm. So
you
do
need to put a little...
Shane, essentially, through an RSS feed or through some sort of API, you're funneling all this information into one area.
Yeah.
And basically the thing we're doing is making it based on people. So if I have a relationship or I have a meeting or I'm going to come on the Animal Show, I really want to know about you guys. I don't want to go to my Google Reader and sift through all these feed of 100 articles that I have unread, or go to my Facebook messages and try to find you, or my Twitter feed and try to find you, or, you know, email links and stuff that you've sent me. And, you know, it's all just here. And then I also have the Google search results, and I also have any other news about you that's on the web going on in real time. It's kind of like a social inbox for building relationships. So
what's
you see everything that people are saying? Because
the title of the ideal professional using this? I mean, is this somebody in marketing, or is this going to be in
social media? Let me just mention something there, Jeremy. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Rita Ashley. I read on her blog that she advises, she's a job search coach, she advises all her clients to use it. I mean, she gave it a very strong endorsement. How would a job hunter use it?
Well, I've got to figure out what it does first.
So are you asking me, Animal?
Shane, go ahead.
So recruiters and job hunters, like, I think it's equally important. A job hunter, I used it all the time, because if I'm going to meet with TA, our founder and CEO, or I'm trying to get in contact with him, I can see everything that he's writing about, everything he's doing in real time, respond to him, you know, through Twitter, but then also have our emails there. And then also I'm going to meet with him, so I, you know, before I go meet with him, I'm seeing everything he's doing around that day. And I can walk in there a lot more prepared to talk about, you know, what's important to him at that time.
He liked it so much, he went and worked for the company.
Well, I used it, you know, and it was like, I want to believe in what I'm doing for a living. And so as far as recruiters, I was talking to Bill Borman yesterday, and he's going to get on board with it, because you want to be able to see that candidate, like, you know, by person, one person, what they're doing and everything they're saying. So if someone's being an idiot out there, you can see it and not, you know, get lost. Like, oh, I didn't check that network or I didn't go to this network. If it's all there for you by person, I think it adds a lot of value to a recruiter's standpoint.
Huh.
Well, think of it. Think of it like when you go on an interview.
Go ahead.
When you go on an interview, like if you're a candidate and you go on an interview and you pull up the hiring manager on, if you're smart, and you pull up the hiring manager on LinkedIn or whatever just to see what they're about, who they know, that kind of thing. Think if you've got the reach of Google and every other kind of search on that same page rather than just LinkedIn. So, like, if you're – and I know people that are not recruiters at all that use this, and frankly, I don't even recruit anymore, and I use the heck out of it. But to be able to pull up all the information across the web and the deep web about stuff in the same way that, like, you're the deep web search engines for people in the same way that they do. You can have all that on one page. Take that with you to a meeting.
I mean, because I found
myself. Deep web, Brad. What do you mean by deep web?
The deep, like Pipple.com, those kind of things that will search into social networks and stuff like that, and not just the top level of Google.
Okay, so let me just Shane, just let me enter. Brad's an old friend of the show. He was on about 2 years ago,
cool.
And so as a guest. So we've known him for a while, and we trust him. So you're saying that you're using the heck out of this. Is that what you just said, Brad, yes or no?
Yeah, I use it a lot. Frankly, I'm giving a speech next Wednesday, and that's one of the main things I'm talking about is GIST.
Brad, we're going to send you some stuff.
How long has it been around,
what are you
going to
say?
Users?
What's
who
that?
Are you speaking to? Now, I want to talk to Brad for a second. Who are you speaking to? Who are you giving that to?
Wednesday? It's an AMA meeting, American Marketing Association, here in St. Louis.
And what's your point to them? What are you going to tell them about GIST?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of tools out there, GIST is one of them, that are startups and lesser known and less popular that are huge opportunities and very useful tools.
Yeah.
This is a main one of them.
Yeah, now why is it main? Now that I'm giving you the spotlight, you're choking up on me. Come on, don't do that. What are you going to tell these people? Why are you recommending it to them? Like, why should those
because marketing guys be interested in GIST? It takes the time that you split over Facebook, over Twitter, over LinkedIn, all those things, and it lets you half that time because you're getting all that information from one place in one shot. I think of it the same way I do my Google Reader feed. Instead of going to all those stupid websites and looking at every article, I can get them all in that one interface, digest all that information at once much faster. Same deal with this.
Okay, so let me just ask Brad a question because he's thought this through. Now, there's three tabs at the top, dashboard, people, and companies. How do you use those? You're a user. I'm happy to be talking to a user. How are you using those three different tabs?
Well, the easiest thing is, like I said, if you're going on an interview or you're going to meet a person, whether it's a hiring manager or a recruit, you pull up the people tab, you search. Actually, you just search for them. There's a search bar on the upper right. And it'll pull up their profile and tell you everything that's going on with them. It'll show you a clip of their LinkedIn profile, their Facebook activity, their tweets. You know, maybe there was a press release that they had some article published, something like that. That stuff all comes up in one interface. You can print out that sheet as like a brief and take it with you to your meeting.
So it's
web-based.
Yeah, but
you see, when I go there.
Go ahead.
No, when I go there, I see people. It shows me a whole list of people. Some of them I don't even recognize. And there's a few columns. It shows name, company, importance level, then sources and contacts and all kinds of stuff. Do you pay attention to that, or do you just use the search? You go straight to the search engine and look up the specific people you're interested in. Is that what you do?
Yeah, the main thing I do is the search engine. Because, frankly, if you go to the page, there's an importance column. It's a slider anywhere from 0 to 100. And it auto-ranks that as best it can. You know, but there is some junk that falls through there, and that's not really any fault of their own. Everybody's got a lot of contacts. So I think to really make it the most useful, like I said earlier, you've got to spend a couple hours manually adjusting all those importance tabs or sliders so that this thing is really accurate. Because if you do that, then you should just be able to go to the dashboard, and this thing is accurately telling you what you need to know when you need to know it.
Those that worry about
security,
LaBrenda brings up a good point here that all this info is stacked into one place, it would be easy for someone to stalk or hack into your info.
Well, of course it would, but that's how most social tools are.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Greg is here. Greg is online. Greg, are you here?
I'm here, Animal. How you doing?
Okay, well, welcome to the show. Who are you, Greg?
My name's Greg Meyer, and I'm the customer experience manager for Gist. And so I work with Shane, and I help customers to be successful. And let me know whether I'm talking too fast for you.
No, you're talking fine. Do you like Shane?
Shane is my buddy. Shane is my buddy.
Okay, you've known him for like 3 weeks. Am I right about that?
I've known him for a little bit longer than that, maybe about 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay, what's the most important use? You heard, thank God that Brad Hogan-Miller, whom I trust, called in here. He gave us a specific way that he uses Gist. Hold on a second, Shane. And he goes in there and goes to the search engine and puts in the specific person he's already targeted. Anything you want to add to that about how it can be used? Don't forget, on this show, we're recruiters and we're sourcers. The sourcers research people. The recruiters go out and call them and try to get them interested. Got anything special to say to us about how we might
about
use
how
Gist?
About how recruiters might use Gist? So I would ask
and
you, how do you identify sourcers? How do you identify the companies that you might want to sell through to today?
How do you identify companies you might want to?
Do you make a list?
How do you pick your prospects? How do you pick your prospects? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Hoover's is one way of building.
Yeah, you get a list of companies in a certain industry, okay?
Okay, great. So you get a list of companies in a certain industry, and like Shane said, you might take that list and you might import it into Gist, or you might add those companies one by one. And in the company tab or on the company profile, you can make a specific place where you gather all the information about that company so you can learn what are they up to lately, and then maybe you can identify some key people in that company that you might want to go research further.
What do you mean? How would they show up? How would they, in the articles? Just in the articles?
They would show up in the articles. You might use it to go ahead and add their Twitter feed, add their blog feed. This is an activity that you might normally do, by looking at Google. Brad said looking at LinkedIn. But the whole point of Gist is it takes that activity that you might do and might take you 15 or 20 minutes and compresses it down and then automates that process so that several times a day we're looking over 50,000 news sources and 20 million blogs. And then you can have that process happen essentially automatically. And then it gets presented to you in this stack rank dashboard.
If I put in 100 companies in that were making toothbrushes, and I would tag them all. I would tag them all toothbrushes, right? Is that what I would do? And then it would present it to me.
Sure. If you had particular industries that you were looking at, and one of them is consumer goods, and maybe one of them is. IT services, and one of them is automotive, then maybe you tag each one of those companies, and maybe you also tag them as prospects. And then you can go ahead and filter the dashboard using that tag. So maybe one day you're focusing on particular prospects, or you're focusing on a particular industry. And you can also see on the company record for that company all the people whom you've shared an email or been on a meeting with. So maybe you get an email from the toothbrush manufacturer and says, hey, I need some people to help me build a marketing campaign for toothbrushes. And you notice that there are three or four people on there you haven't met. And Gist is going to automatically create a profile that you can then go ahead and do research on that person.
Shane, do you want to add something to what your buddy here has said?
Yeah, no, the people
Shane,
think
so. With us?
The people thing is what I find most valuable. I mean, if you can look at a company and you can get past that company and know and see the people and what they're doing inside of the company and really connect individually with people and not.
How does that happen? How does that happen? Do you guys tell us? So that's what we want to do. We want to look at company XYZ or Z and figure out who's in there. Does it do it through LinkedIn? How does it show us those people?
Well, Animal is basically a four-step process. And. The first step is that you take one of these lists, either it's coming from your you know, your existing email or from LinkedIn or from Twitter or from a list that you create. And then we go ahead and rank and organize those contacts. And then several times a day we enhance it with additional content. So that's the
yeah,
new.
But how do we get new people? That's it. I want
how
to. How do we
people?
Discover new relevant people? Maybe that's not what Just does. I'm just heard there's a woman. I don't know if she's still with us. Her name's Sorcerer Kelly. She's a big teacher of sorcerers, people who are researching names, generating names for recruiters to call. Now I'm just wondering if Just can help them in any way, and maybe it doesn't. Maybe that's not a suitable usage. Can it help us source new people?
You know, it's really good at accelerating your new search into people that you know. So for an inside sales or if you already have a list, I don't think it's going to help you specifically with finding brand new people unless you are in the business of looking at the news articles where people are listed and then seeing, oh, there was person X listed, in that toothbrush manufacturer, and I need to know more about person X, so I'm going to create an account.
Okay, so it'll track the news articles. It'll track the news articles about that company that you've identified.
Right.
Then it's up to you to go and research them. Okay,
correct,
let me ask
correct.
If any of the other callers. Any other callers want to ask a question now? We got two experts and a user. There's lots
Jeff
of people
Peterson
on the phone.
Is asking. Jeff Peterson is asking.
Well, Jeff Peterson, is he on the phone? Is he on the phone? The people who had the guts to call in have first crack.
I think I have a what you're talking about. You were saying
is this who's talking?
Company.
Say your name. Who's talking?
This is Shane.
Shane, okay, go
again.
Ahead.
Oh yeah.
When you're looking at your company,
yeah, I know, but I never talked to you before. I don't know your voice yet.
I want to know how this thing generates revenue. Let's just get straight to that. On the business side of things, I don't see where
he already told you if you can cash in on those names. I'll put that question to the side. Who else wants to ask a question that hasn't asked? Have guts. Have guts.
That's,
come on. Anybody
like
got a question?
It's like asking if LinkedIn can make you revenue. That's a mute point.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, they generate revenue through advertising. I mean, it's all over the board.
I think they mean
No, that's not that. That's not their revenue. It's our revenue. Who wants to ask a question who hasn't talked? Anybody?
Hey, this is Jeff Peterson.
I'm good. Jeff,
hey,
go ahead.
Hey, cool.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know what the difference that Shane thinks between Zobni. I know a lot of people use that for Outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
I think it's probably, well, not my question. Go ahead.
So I'll let Greg answer. He's better experienced with our competition.
Look, we know that, these guys had a lot of guts letting you come on because you're brand new. Don't take it bad when we pass that question over to Greg. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, so I think Zobni does inbox search really, really well. And we think that Gist offers a slightly different offering because you can find out information about people regardless of whether they're coming from email, whether they're coming from other places on your social network, and you can access that information not only from Outlook, but also on the web and on your iPhone. So that would be my main difference.
Jeff, come on back. Jeff's an expert. He's written books about sourcing. Go ahead. Ask him. Grill him. Get him.
Yeah, the Zobni gives kind
Jeff
of like
Peterson.
A dashboard feel. Hey, I'm still here. I mean, Zobni gives kind of a dashboard feel, too. I know you guys are free, right?
That's correct. We're free while we're in public beta, and there will always be a free version of Gist.
Okay. I mean, I've kind of kicked the tires on it. I mean, I like it. I like what I see so far. I mean, but I use Zobni myself right now, so I'm wondering, what that would take to kind of use a new tool. You know what I mean?
Like what I could say that would make it so you would want to use a new tool?
Make a business case. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I would say where do you – when you're not at your computer, what kind of information do you get from Zobni today?
No, I mean that's a good point. I mean, I have the Gist on my iPhone. I mean, I have an account set up with you guys. I guess I just haven't really used it very well. I signed up for it in the beginning, much like all these other things that are out there that are new. And then I just, sometimes I don't use them.
Yeah, I think that the power of Gist comes from taking the essentially private data that is sitting in your email, that is sitting in your private repository, and mashing that up with public data that is sitting out there. in news and semi-public data that's sitting in sources like Twitter and Facebook, and just getting a better sense of what the activity is for someone across the board.
Does your private data become public data once it starts mashing and missing
around? No. Your GIST account is a private cloud for you only, and we do have something called a GIST public profile, but that's information that you choose to share, and it has nothing to do with your email. So if you have questions about the security, we have some stuff posted on our forums, and we have a security promise. But we're not a social network. We are a kind of – think of us as a super contact manager that helps you to be smarter than the other guy. And in recruiting and sourcing, I think that would be particularly interesting.
Now, you said one of the features is – this is what you challenged Jeff about, Jeff Peterson, is that you just set this up, and then it does the work even if you're not, you know, doing anything manually. It's automatic after that. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. And we talked a little bit about CSV before, the comma-separated value export, but I wanted to also emphasize that when you connect up a Facebook account using Facebook Connect, a Twitter account using the Twitter OAuth, or a Gmail account, that that import and consumption data is happening automatically. You don't have to redo that.
What about a Ning network? That's you know, can you get people off if you've got friends on a Ning network? Well, can you import them? Not that's not different, isn't it?
If you got friends on a Ning network, well, I don't think that we have a direct integration. But if you can export that list into some other format, then we're pretty flexible and can take that in and import it as a structured list.
Yeah, I don't think it allows you to the Ning networks allow you to do that. Anybody else got a question for Shane or Greg or just want to say something? Somebody, preferably first preference for people who haven't had a chance to talk. Anybody want to say something who hasn't said a word? I'm going to count to five.
Hey, Animal, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, who is it?
It's Queen Schmooze calling from Ottawa.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
My question is, what if you have the same contact in LinkedIn and in Outlook, but they're two different email addresses?
I can answer that question. This is Greg. So, you know, we try our best to intelligently merge the people who come in. If you have two different email addresses and the same person, I think it is likely to show up as the same person, and that person will then have two email addresses, and you can designate the primary email address for that person.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else got a question? That's a nice technical question. Anybody else got a question? Who first? I'll count to three for the people who haven't said a thing before. One, two, three. Okay. Now anybody can talk. Anybody got a question?
How long does it take to get your confirmation? I signed up here, and it says that I'll receive an email, but it has yet to get here.
You should be getting an email almost immediately. So if you don't have in the next few minutes, go ahead and send me an email at greg@gist.com, and I'll be happy to go ahead and send you that activation link.
10-4.
309 just called in. Do you want to say something? 309? 309? 309? Okay, somebody else go ahead.
Hi,
somebody else got a question?
Hey, it's Queen Schmooze again.
Okay, go ahead. You're fading out. I don't know what you called in on. Go ahead. Ask if
Sorry,
we can
I'm
hear
on
you.
Skype.
It's no good.
I sent my request to GIST, and before I even finished typing and hitting the button, I'd already had my confirmation. It was fast.
So even before you sent the request, you had your confirmation. Isn't that fantastic?
Just
it's a miracle.
That's kind of creepy.
Okay. Somebody else, okay, anybody else want to ask a question? Come on, anybody, it's open. Jeff Peterson, Sorcerer Kelly, Brad, someone who doesn't know anything, Maureen, go ahead.
Someone who doesn't know anything.
I want to circle back on the Zobni comment from Jeff. What, because I haven't used Zobni in a while, what is that pulling in API-wise? Is that just LinkedIn still, or is that doing other stuff?
LinkedIn, Facebook, I used to have it, I dropped it. It was dragging my Outlook down. LinkedIn and Facebook, as far as I know.
Just to let you guys know, we did just release an Outlook plugin, so we take the information down to Outlook like Zobni does as well now. So you can install it right in your Outlook and have a pane right on the right that essentially is doing what Zobni is doing. giving you all the social information. Before you go to a meeting, you can see everyone in that meeting and see their gist. You don't get the gist of what they're doing right inside of Outlook as well.
Is that the only app that's going to be prepared? Are you going to provide a whole entire different kind of app, like a tweet deck type of thing?
There's actually going to be an API, the first version of which is going to be released this quarter. And so if folks want to create a Adobe Air application, just like TweetDeck, they could go ahead and do that. And we have a beta going on in the next 30 to 60 days with Lotus Notes to go ahead and integrate that, just like we do the Outlook plugin.
And just one more thing to add on to the Outlook thing. Zabney does all the work locally in Outlook, where we do all the heavy lifting in the cloud. So,
yeah, that's big.
So, you know, that can make it faster and make it, if
a
you
few people,
was bogging your computer
a
down.
A few people are asking if there are tutorials on the site.
Yes. Yes, we have some screencasts up on YouTube under youtube.com/robert@gist. We also have some support content at the support.gist.com, and we're happy to help anyone individually. If you need a web conference, go ahead and send email to feedback@gist.com.
So if they go to YouTube and just put the word gist into search, it'll probably get to your tutorial.
I'm not sure. I haven't checked that lately, but they can certainly look at the Robert at Gist channel.
One of the best things is watch one.
She's right. She's right. Go ahead. One of the best things what? Sorry. Go ahead.
You can. We have the past webinars we've done up on our site, blog.gist.com/webinar, and you can watch those webinars, which has, you know, step-by-step how we use it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Animal.
Questions?
Animal,
yep.
This is Greg. I've noticed that somebody on Twitter is asking about money and how do we make money out of this. This is not charity. So I'd be happy to address that.
Go ahead.
Currently we are free while we are in our public beta, and we're going to be going to market later this year, and it's going to be a subscription-based offering, although we'll still have a free version of Gist. And if you're wondering about pricing, it's probably going to be comparable to, you know, one of these other business tools like LinkedIn or Salesforce.
Okay.
$20 a month.
Anything else, Greg or Shane, that we should cover before the show's over?
I just wanted to thank you for having me on here.
I learned something.
Yeah.
I learned something. You know, don't thank me. I want to know if you've got something to tell me. Come on, your last few minutes.
I just wanted to tell people to give us a try, and that we pride ourselves on superior customer service and, you know, having quick development cycles and giving the people what they want.
I'll vouch for
that. Who was
that
talking?
Too.
Was that Greg?
That was
okay.
Greg.
Shane?
I just wanted to say thank you, Animal,
Shane?
And if there's anything I can do to help out anyone getting set
up. Don't,
you
know, that's a bad word on the Animal Show. Don't say, how can I help? Although in this context, it's not bad. I want to congratulate you, Shane. You are a humble man. We started talking to the expert user, Brad Hogan-Miller. Then we had your buddy Greg call in. And, you know, you weren't in the spotlight, but you could handle it because you're a new guy there. You're not ready to be the number one guy. So congratulations, and have a beautiful day! Hey!